This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Takes weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, what could be going on out here in America, in the United States of America, that the queen of the Benghazi video lies, calls for censoring of fake news because lives are at risk in America? What am I talking about? Well, friends, this shows you, it exhibits my point to a T, when it comes to those that commit crime and how when you give them a pass, you add strength to tyranny. Well, what am I talking about, Brett? Well, I'm talking about the likes of none other than Hillary Clinton, who was going to be prosecuted by a special prosecutor appointed by none other than the president-elect Donald Trump, which is great. That's great news. We all want to hear that, right? Well, what's interesting about it is soft judges produce hardened criminals. And I had shared with you, friends, if you let this go, this is what's going to happen. She's going to continuously assault we the people. Now what they're doing, friends, is they are attacking them that are threatening their cover of darkness. See, the Bible tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, the queen of Benghazi, that would be none other than Hillary Clinton, in the video that she talked about, which did not exist, the lie that she promulgated, calls for the censoring of fake news here in the United States of America. Friends, did you know that back in 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway, he entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record in the United States of America, 1917. There was a man by the name of J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, friends, a steel tycoon. He had a lot of dough, let's put it that way, and he was a bully. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers, and he asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America because they wanted to control the information that you receive. America, this was in 1917. Again, quote, J.P. Morgan wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America. You see, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. America, 1917, not 2016. Well, the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers to control the information that you receive, America. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor that was bought and paid for was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Well, what's happening today? They can't control the internet. So the totalitarian method, the communists and their little useful idiots like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Bushes, so on and so forth, the little minions that are being used by the devil himself, well, they're losing control. They're being exposed and they don't like it. Here, I want you to hear the queen of the Benghazi video lie as she calls for the censoring of fake news. The fake news that she calls fake news are those that are blowing their cover and they're losing control, friends, because lives are at risk, she said. Listen carefully.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days, to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Again, friends, to protect our democracy, which we are not, read the Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4. Folks, they're talking about the threat. I want you to listen to me carefully, friends. This is a threat to those that are exposing them for their crimes against we, the people. America, we need to realize that these are the people that are responsible for saying, you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war, regardless if it's true or not. Folks, do you realize, as George Washington rightly said, the first president of the United States, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Like sheep to the slaughter. What are we seeing today? Folks, we're listening to the people that have been doing nothing but lying to we the people for how many decades in this country that are getting to the position now where there's a real threat to their control over the information that me and you receive. And just to prove the point, did you know that there's 1,500 newspapers? Did you know that there's 1,100 magazines? 9,000 radio stations, there's 1,500 television stations, and there's 2,400 publishers owned and operated by six corporations worldwide. Friends, do you realize these are the people that put darkness for light and light for darkness? Do you realize that these are the people that they mean to replace good for evil and evil for good? Do you not realize you're dealing with a system of the world and the spirit of the world, which is the prince of the power of the air, who is working against the kingdom of God? But let me remind you, and I remind all those that listen to me on a daily basis, that all politics formed against the Christ and his anointed, you can go to Psalm 2 if you would like, all politics formed against Christ and his anointed, his gospel, end at last in the destruction of those who contrived them. Folks, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's he who gave us those words that said that justice is what establishes the light in Isaiah 51:4. When are we going to wake to the fact that it's justice that guards our liberty? And if we're going to continue to allow these criminals to be put in front of the face of the American people 24/7 only to build, folks, only to bring enough people about and stacking the odds against we the people, until we deal with each and every one of them, America, you will never be healed from within or without. And I want to tell you something. Enforcing the law against their crimes is love for God and mankind at large. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. They interact one with another. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean EE, Bradley Dean EE on Facebook, and or go to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE on my Twitter account. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, what we're talking about right now are those that are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. I mean, folks, we have none other than the Queen of Benghazi. Again, friends, and I told you this was going to happen. You're going to add strength to tyranny by tolerating her crimes or any other of these criminals that call themselves representatives to the United States of America that don't even know the difference between a republic and a democracy. The ones that have been continuously assailing you on a 24/7 basis in this country. Folks, all the warfare that you are experiencing in this country, 99.5% of all the warfare that you are experiencing in this country right now is coming from corrupt representatives in your government. This is not the will of the people. It's not the will of God, but God is testing the will of the people, whether they will obey or not. That's what this comes down to. But folks, sticking to the topic, I want to go back and I want you to listen carefully to what the Queen of Benghazi had to say. The Queen of Benghazi is warning you of fake news, and friends, a threat to those that are exposing her and the criminals in the syndicate that you call government. Mob, friends, with their nice little blue suits on and their ties and their nice little haircuts. How's that working out for you, friends? The bottom line is they are under attack by the American people, and this is happening globally as well. But did you know, friends, that these people, this government, here, let me do this. I want you to listen to what she has to say real quick, okay? Listen carefully to what the Queen of Benghazi had to say, and I'll highlight what she says when we come back.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days, to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation.
You hear what she's saying?
Its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda. And Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news.
Wow.
It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Well, that's interesting because just today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, fake news anchor Brian Williams gets pummeled after attacking Trump's national security advisor. Pick over fake news. Folks, always keep in mind they're always diverting your attention from what the real issues are. Get your eyes off of the ball. And this is what they mean to do. They want your eyes off of their crimes. And every time something serious comes up, guess what they do, friends? They talk about another threat within or without, and we better address it. Necessity is the plea, and it's the argument of all tyrants, friends. It always has been, and it always will be. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that government threatens action if Facebook doesn't begin to censor free speech? They call it hate speech. Hey, friends, let me tell you something. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? Love does that. Government threatens action if Facebook doesn't censor fake news and hate speech in 24 hours. Just think about that. You want to see where the government can put their foot down real fast? It's not on ISIS, friends. No, they advocate ISIS. They fund ISIS. They fund your enemies. They stack governmental positions in the United States of America against we the people. They even define me and you as the terrorists. Well, they give America over to those that mean to destroy we the people. They haven't put their foot down. No, ISIS is out of control now, you're told, by your government. Friends, as they aid and abet your enemies every step of the way, and I'm talking about this criminal administration. But I'll tell you what, when it's a real threat and something needs to be done, government threatens action if Facebook does not censor fake news and hate speech in 24 hours. I think this is a great exhibition of what can be done real quick if it needs to be done. We have a terrorism problem in this country, we're told by this government, as they aid and abet them every step of the way. But again, friends, I ask you, who has the DHS defined as the terrorist? Me and you. Who have they defined as those that are promulgating fake news? Me and you for telling the truth. What are they calling hate speech? Those that tell the truth, friends. I mean, it's just out of hand how far, America, you've let these people take it. I mean, these people know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. And as I've shared with you 1.5 million times, America, they'll do whatever you let them get away with, and they continuously do it because you don't mean what you say yet. You don't mean what you say yet. I said right before the break, they're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, folks. She's calling it fake news. As they advocate everything that stands in contrast to our constitutional republic, they call you haters. How long are you going to put up with this? They call you racists. They call you Nazis. How long are you going to put up with this, America? And I'm talking about dealing with them lawfully. I mean, folks, just keep in mind, these are the same people that are calling those that are exposing them for their crimes against we the people, like Richard Salent. Listen carefully. These are the people they're defending because these are the people that have been helping advance their cause for 5 and 6 and 7 decades in this country. Actually, we can take it back to 1917 to J.P. Morgan, who wanted to control all of the news that you receive on a daily basis. Richard Salen said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we, he said, decide they ought to have. This is how you get your news. And yet there's less than a 21% approval rating of this, friends. And yet now they're attacking real news sources. And I want to tell you why they're attacking them. Because we're effective. Because we're a real threat to their acts of tyranny. That's why they are threatened, friends. That's why they are threatened. And they need to be threatened. And they need to understand who they work for. Not for special interests, but for we the people. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we killed the mainstream media. The journalists got the system to react to its own crimes. And that's exactly what's happening right now. They fell in it in their confusion, friends. They're blurting out the truth. And they are telling on themselves. Are you listening? America? Richard Salen, this is one of their little useful idiots. Listen to what he said about you. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is the former president of CBS News. These are the ones that are attacking those that they call fake news, that are exposing them for their crimes. Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor, said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Why is that? Because they're bought and paid and trained to do just that. And I'm about to ready to prove that point to you in just a moment. What about Herman Dismore, New York Times? Herman Dismore, he is a foreign editor of the New York Times. Listen to what he said. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view, lawlessness, to create workers of iniquity. Why is that? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you, America. Richard Cohen, this clown, this useful idiot still shooting his mouth off, CBS Political News. Here's CBS again. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Did you hear what I said? Folks, they make it an issue. They make it an issue. You see, folks, what they do is they like to grab a small portion of people in favor of their agenda. And then they begin to promulgate, broadcast over and over and over again until you accept the change, which 90% to 95% of the American people are not for. But as long as you believe, guess what? They'll always do it. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And everything they are promulgating their message on and their propaganda is based on a lie, America, because I can't find them. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the little Benghazi queen named Hillary Clinton, and I told you what was going to happen, friends, if President-elect just let her go. It's interesting how government can move on anything and everything that it wills to. They do everything that they want to do rather than what they should do. And we're sitting in a situation right now where the very one that means to destroy, folks, one that has been busted in the act of treason like that of Barack Hussein Obama, aiding and abetting the enemy, folks, both of them, both fronts, Bushes as well, friends, and yet they're continuously given a free pass to go ahead and assail the American people at will. Why is that? All the while knowing who they are, and the fruit that is hanging off of their branches even now. Why is it that they're given a pass, America? I can't go to another country and ask them the question. I can't go to Europe and say, why are representatives in America doing the things that they're doing to the American people? They're going to say the American people need to take responsibility and deal with those criminals that feel that they're above the law and they act accordingly. Folks, give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts on this subject? I'm curious. I really am. The queen of the Benghazi video lie calls for censoring of fake news because lives are at risk. Friends, instead of taking responsibility for what took place in Benghazi, what does she do? She creates something out of thin air, she fabricates it, and then she begins to blame a video that had nothing to do with the attacks. No, we do know that they were gun running, don't we? Yep, of course, just like Fast and Furious, but the American people knew that right off the bat, friends. Right out of the chute, we've seen Barack Hussein Obama getting busted with Fast and Furious. But again, friends, eye off the ball. So what does Barack Hussein Obama do? He goes concerning Fast and Furious along with Attorney General, that criminal, Eric Holder. What, they arm the Mexican drug lords. 300 Mexicans get killed. Barack Hussein Obama goes over into Mexico and blames you, America, for the crimes that him and his administration contrived. Why do people across the globe hate your guts? Because of what you allow your representatives to do to other countries. They're not stupid over there. They know exactly what these criminals are doing, friends. But the Queen of Benghazi video lies, calls for censoring of fake news. Who's fake news, friends? What are they labeling fake news? Independent journalists. Those that are really doing their job. Those that are actually telling you the truth that they don't want. So what do? They conglomerate, they come together in their little allied covenant of hell, which will be disannulled in Jesus' name. And then they say, we got to get rid of these guys because these guys, I'll tell you what, they're exposing us for who we are. Hey, don't worry about those guys at Fox. They're working for us. Don't worry about guys like Rush Limbaugh and all these other guys. Man, they're just a bunch of talking heads. They don't really talk about the substantive issues. They don't really bring about, you know, the knowledge of the Constitution to enforce the law, to bring about judgment concerning those that are committing the crimes. No, they're like inquiring minds need to know. It's just gossip. Let them just go ahead and attack all those people that work for us in government. And don't worry about guys like that guy out in Texas now. No, don't worry about him, Glenn Beck. He's loopy enough. He's got a couple followers. Just let him go ahead and follow them and follow him right into the ditch. We're okay with him because he doesn't really hit the issues neither. He talks around. He gets real weird about the topics. So therefore, just let him go too. No, but when we begin to talk about the Bible and the Constitution, they know it's true. Therein lies the problem. Those people that are actually making reference to the facts that they're giving you, they're the problem. They're fake news. And those people are responsible for the lives that are at risk. You know, I just watched a video the other day. My sons asked me what drones were, because you see them quite a bit. And I showed him a video, and I just said drone. I just pushed in drone. I think it was Google or Yahoo or something like that. And there was an expose on a guy that used to work for our governments in Afghanistan and Iraq, who's responsible for the death of 1,300 people. He's sitting in a back office in a smoky room playing. It looks like he's literally playing a game on television, just a video game. No, it's real though, because he's got real drones going and they have real targets. Well, interestingly enough, he's coming forward now and saying that he overheard the likes of Barack Hussein Obama saying that he's good at killing people. See, but to you, because these people don't want you to know that, they're looking at a guy like me for telling you that, which is a fact. I'm just telling you what he said, and if you need the audio, I can play the audio for you. You can get it directly from the source, because that's how we do things here. See, they don't like that. And I don't care if they like that, because I'm not asking for the devil for permission to obey God. I'm not doing that. We're not made out of that stuff here. But see, what happens, friends, is I give you information like that who expose them for who they really are, and it takes the American people for like 4 to 8 years to finally catch on to what's going on, and then when it's time to actually do something about the criminal, the foreign agent in the People's White House that has advocated everything that stands, literally advocated everything that stands against we the people, then you know what the American people say? Oh, he's out of here now. Can't wait till he's out of here. Then they call him names as if to say that's good enough. Hey, well, let me ask you something. What's going to happen after he leaves office? What is he going to do to you then? This is the guy that stacked federal government positions, friends, concerning those that are willing to destroy you. They hate your guts. That's called treason. Well, what's going to happen when you just give the Clintons a pass? You think they're not going to breed this, folks? You better bet your bottom dollar they're going to breed this. What about those representatives? We say goodbye to Harry Reid and these other criminals. What are they going to do, friends? They're going to put another in his place that's a lot younger that are going to do the same things, if not worse. And let me tell you something. Scripture tells you they're going to wax worse and worse. So things are getting worse. They're not getting better, friends, because you leave off justice. Let me say it again. You leave off justice, that's why you're in trouble. Friends, if this was, and this is exactly what I'm talking about right now, the Queen of Benghazi, the one that's responsible for gun running along with Barack Hussein Obama in two different situations that we know of right now, and is also funding and aiding, and those that are supporting both of these administrations, friends, are nothing but your sworn enemies. But yet you let them stay there. That's why you're in trouble. There's no better way to say it. That's why you're in trouble. And you know what people like to do is, well, I got to turn the channel, man. This is just a little too extreme. No, what's extreme, friends, is what you tolerate to these criminals. That's extreme. And it's extreme ignorance on the behalf of the American people that tolerate their crimes. Extreme ignorance to your own demise and to the demise of your posterity, who have already been subjected to everything and protected literally from nothing. And friends, what's interesting is you're seeing them to convert over to the likes of Bernie Sanders. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If that's not a flag that goes real high, friends, I don't know what will. But I told you about that 7 years ago as well. The government needs to do something within 24 hours concerning fake news. To those that are actually putting lives that are at risk, friends, don't worry about all of these politicians that send your sons and your daughters to unconstitutional wars, and then they come back and they're 6 feet under the ground. Don't think about that, America. Talking about lives that are at risk. They're drug wars. They're gun wars. They're unconstitutional wars. They're territorial wars. Policing the world, which American government has no business whatsoever doing. Now, they need to censor fake news. We need to censor those guys that are telling on us, guys. Man, they're putting our lives at risk. But we'll just use little children because we love to use them as an example. But don't pay attention to the fact that we're the ones that advocate the murder of the children in the womb. Now, don't forget about that. You know, we need to disarm them people, but we're armed ourselves. I mean, folks, how many different ways does a guy need to get on the radio on a 24/7 basis and tell you what the deal is? I'm on 24 hours, 7 days a week. The Queen of Benghazi. Been busted in how many lies? Same thing with this criminal in the White House right now. How many lies did they bust? And folks, they need to get rid of it because what's happening is CNN, their ratings are so bad. MSNBC, their ratings are so bad. The people in this country, the good people that are willing to lay themselves down to give you the absolute facts are the problem concerning these criminals. And they can't handle it. They're losing control, friends. They want to censor fake news. No, they want to censor. Let's call it for what it is. Let's put this in the eyes of the anointing. They want to censor the good guy for exposing the bad guy because their lives are becoming to the point where they're at risk now concerning their crimes against we the people. What in the history of mankind, this is one of the great wonders, and I'm going to ask the Lord about it. Lord, why is it that a handful of people have always been responsible for the multitudes of deaths? If the politicians are going to create the wars, see, because they create it and then they create a bureaucracy so they can make money off it, right? It's interesting, they create the wars, then if they're the ones that are going to create the wars, if it's a righteous war, let them lead the way. Did you hear what I said, America? Let them lead the way, because during the revolution, that's what our forefathers did, is they practiced what they preached. And if it was a righteous war, they were the first ones to go. Just ask George Washington. Now they just send your sons and your daughters. And then when your sons and your daughters are killed, guess what, friends? Gun running, and they didn't know it. Guess what? They don't care about that. So what? Remember when the Queen of Benghazi said, so what? I mean, it's not like we can do anything about it now. So what? We're talking about our brothers and our sisters, our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our dads and our moms, our grandpas and our grandmas, America, that she's saying, so what to? But as long as you can just go ahead and go to sleep at night and just keep searing that conscience, America, let me tell you what, you're doing a great job at it. Enough. Conscience means with knowledge. And you've had enough light and knowledge concerning the crimes of these people that want to censor those that are telling you the truth, because you just might respond to it, and that is the furthest thing they can have, friends. And I'm telling you what, we can do this, America, together. In Jesus' name, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's interesting to note in Luke 23, verse 28, it says, as Jesus was being crucified, he was on his way up to Calvary, and he had daughters, the daughters of Jerusalem. He said, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. He went on and said, if they'll do this in a green tree, what would they do in a dry tree? Hey, folks, that means if they were ever to become successful and actually snuff out those that are telling you the truth, to whose demise does that fall to? Mine or yours? Yours. Because we can see through history, 40 years later, they ate the pill, didn't they? Remember they said, your blood be upon us, those that were responsible for crucifying them. Yep, and that's exactly what you're seeing representatives attempt to do to those that are warning you today. And it is, and it will be, soon enough. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't need to go down this way. It's either you deal with them, or they are going to deal with those that are keeping you awake to what the facts are in this country. And I want to reiterate this point. I am not in the least bit threatened by it. I just want you to know that. I didn't apply for this position. I'm only responding to this position. This is God's business. And if the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, then guess what? That's a strong warning that you better take heed to. And it's better for them to take heed to what he said rather than to learn the hard way. But these fools, friends, like those during the Nuremberg trials in May 5th, 1945, they were all waiting. After they were all busted, they all denied the fact that they were responsible. After all, they were just taking orders. I did a show on that. But it was interesting to note that they actually thought that they were going to be elevated to the status of the new Führer. They thought they were going to get his job. That's how sick these people are. And it's found in Isaiah 14. When you get a moment, go ahead and check it out. I said at the beginning of the show, all politics formed against Christ and against his gospel, his anointed, and at the last, in the destruction of those who contrived them. And it's also interesting to note, friends, just like that of none other than Napoleon Bonaparte, he was right when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. You better bet your bottom dollar. And I personally believe that the Republic will never, ever be destroyed. Because you can't put the light out, America. It's an everlasting righteousness. It took us 5,000 years to receive what we have today, America. Did you realize that? 5,000 years to establish what we have in America today. You have a gift, America. You have a major gift. And to whom much has been given, much is required. What are you doing with what that which has been given unto you? I'm actually scrolling right now because I want to, this is just timely, and it's something that you need to hear, America. But I want you to listen carefully as to what Daniel Webster rightly said. He said, Daniel Webster said, he said, hang on a second, friends. Hang on, we're on live radio here. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once, in 6,000 years, may not happen again. He said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. What is Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Bush regime? What have they been advocating for a long time, friends? Anarchy. Creating domestic insurrection to bring in a new world order. Creating the chaos so they can establish a new order. Who does it, friends? They are the ones that are responsible for committing and contriving the domestic insurrection. And until you figure that out, you're never going to understand your enemy. You're going to believe that Hitler wasn't responsible for the brown shirts. You're going to believe Hitler didn't attack his own Reichstag. You're going to believe that is not the methods in which tyrants actually upend constitutions to reestablish their own, which that's exactly how they do it, friends. See, if we were actually ruled by law, there would be peace. There's no peace because you allow your representatives to create the chaos. And that's exactly who's doing this, friends. And then to stand back and have the audacity and talk about all these criminals that you know of and the Bilderbergers and the New World Order monkeys and there's only 300 of them and to stand back and do nothing about it, you should be ashamed of yourself. You really should be. Now, folks, I was just talking about how Hillary Clinton, the Benghazi queen, she wants to go ahead and they want to shut down fake news and censor those that are putting in jeopardy the lives of the innocent when, in fact, they're the ones guilty, literally, of H.E. double hockey sticks of contriving the crimes, as I shared with you earlier. Man, we got to put these down, man. These fake news outlets, they're exposing us, right? I shared with you, friends, how they want to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. And I highlighted the things that they themselves said about you. And, friends, if I might, I want to go back to Amber Lyon for a moment because, remember, she was an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, who only have less than 2 million viewers a day, America. No, not everybody's watching it. Let's go ahead and tear down that altar, too, friends. Did you know that Amber Lyon, she said that she was ordered to report fake stories? CNN said this. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. These are the orders given to Amber Lyon by the executives in CNN. And construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. She said CNN is paid for by foreign and the U.S. government. How is the U.S. government paying for anything, friends? It's you paying for your own demise. For reporting on some events and not reporting on others, she said Amber Lyon did. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. I didn't say this. And remember what Dr. Udo Ufkat said? He's a German editor. He had the internal fortitude like that of Amber Lyon to come out and warn you as to who's doing the lying. Are you listening, America? The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Listen to what he said. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said that journalists, these useful idiots, are taught to lie. He said they're taught to betray the people. That's you and me. They're taught not to tell the truth to the public. That's me and you. Hillary Clinton now wants to tear down or censor anybody that's actually telling you the truth. These are the people that work for the likes of Hillary Clinton and Obama and other criminals that call themselves representatives. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. I didn't say it. Taught to lie. I didn't say it. Taught to betray to the people. I didn't say it. Not to tell the truth to the public. I didn't say it. Dr. Udo Ofcott said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. And what if they don't? Well, like Amber Lyon, they're let go, aren't they? Why do you think there's so many independent journalists and outsources today, friends? And I'm not advocating all of them, folks. I want to tell you, some of them are just weird. But there's even some of the mainstream, quite a few of them, that I would stand back and say, dude, this is weird. But people think it's like, I mean, a prime example is Glenn Beck. I mean, people actually believe that dude's a Christian. He's a loon. He's loony, man. And if you want to talk about substantive issues, friends, I'll tell you what. There's very far and few between I would give ear to. And it seems that what they do is they tell the truth, but they don't give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They'll give you pieces of the truth. And again, as I've said 100 times, and you can write this down, they never, ever bring in the resolve. That's why they never make reference to the law. Nope, they believe that we're a democracy. Just like those that are tearing down the laws of our constitutional republic, or attempting to, might I add. I mean, yeah, it's just so crazy. I mean, folks, also keep in mind these useful idiots, these reporters that are used on the behalf of Hillary Clinton and criminals that call themselves representatives, they're the ones that help Obama. Here's Obama's legacy really quick. Tyranny. War on veterans, war on Christians, war on freedom, war on health care, war on the unborn, war on patriots, war on the economy, war on coal, war on oil, war on families, war on blacks, war on guns, war on rights, war on Constitution, war on America, war on we the people. And you let him do it because you actually believe that there was some sort of credibility with the people that are telling you the truth, when in fact you know what Dr. Udo Ofcott just got done telling you. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. And let me give you the final quote by William Casey, the CIA director under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. Listen carefully as I end the show. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. That is William Casey, the CIA director. So friends, you better get your game on because you are under attack. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.